Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in us cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
well, it was nice that the rocket didn't land on our heads, wasn't it, Jeffrey? I found that to be a plus for the weekend. Landed on Bob Baffert, turns out.
Yes. Yes, it did. Although I've not seen anyone trying to keep the horse accountable.
Is he a cheating son of a gun?
That would be... I don't think Drew would mind me saying this, but when we were discussing what investments we wanted to make before the Kentucky Derby, Drew goes, you always got to throw some money on whoever Baffert's horse in there because he's a slimy little rat.
It does appear that
Well, my question, though, is horse racing in general is not exactly what we would consider amateur athletics. If you will, like there's a lot of shadiness, a lot of dirtiness.
Well, is it like cycling? Cycling? You think everyone's doing it? But the funny thing is like at least with Lance Armstrong, right? You'd say Lance could look you straight in the face and say, "I've never had a positive test."
Right.
Okay. Bob Baffert has
cannot say that.
Bob Baffert has his horses have had 30 freaking positive tests his career.
And I think kind of like that's my question. Like at a certain point. Isn't it on someone else before now to be like, hey, knock it off? When we got to the 20s, maybe we should have been like, hey, knock it off.
It's really quite remarkable. Anyway, that happened over the weekend, too. The Kentucky Derby winner is now. He's been suspended, as has Baffert been suspended. We're going to have the split sample.
Oh, yeah.
Which means the rest of the pee will now be tested.
Yes.
And... but it's going to show the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, I presume.
I would think, right?
And so there you go. But the rocket, the Chinese rocket, landed in the Indian Ocean.
Mm.
And the problem with this is, let's say you're out at a bar, and you've had a little bit too much to drink.
Okay.
And you get in
Never your, happens at a bar, but
And
yeah,
you
go
get
ahead.
In your car, and you stupidly, irresponsibly, recklessly.
Sure.
And you drive home, and you're not pulled over, and you don't get in an accident.
Yep.
And you're pretty damn pleased with yourself, and you get out of your car, and you say, see, I made it.
I'm more careful.
I didn't need it. I can get home, right?
Who needs Uber?
Who needs Uber?
It was surge charging
That's
anyway.
The Chinese here.
Yeah.
Like there was like a 70% chance they wouldn't land on land, and so it didn't. And so they're like, see, we can keep firing rockets up with no way that they're just going to come crashing down to Earth. They're drunk drivers who didn't get caught. That's what happened over the weekend.
And didn't NASA already tell them, like, in the same thing, going to the Baffert thing, didn't NASA say,
knock
like,
it off.
Hey, knock
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, so anyway, beyond that, did you have a good weekend?
I did. We got to have Mother's Day with my mom. Went to dinner with her on Saturday, and then Aaliyah's mom and
Where'd
her dad
go?
Came over. Went to Salsa.
Where's Salsa?
Right next to Oak Hall in the Regalia Shopping Center.
What's it like?
I mean,
a Mexican place?
Yeah,
oh, I've been there. I have been there.
It's been there.
It's
white woman's favorite Mexican restaurant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You went to Salsa.
Yep.
That was with your mother.
With my mom, dad, and my middle brother. My youngest brother's in Arkansas. He couldn't.
And then what did you do for her mom?
Aaliyah made a meal at home that was requested by her mother, and we had a lovely time.
What was it?
What's
your mom like?
It was roasted chicken.
Pan-roasted
chicken, bone-in, pan-roasted chicken, and we had a lovely vegetable medley.
A medley?
Yes, a potato salad, and then Aaliyah made her mom a cheesecake from scratch.
That's nice. That's lovely. I've gotten to the point now where, my mom, I used to at least, you know, you'd get something for your mom,
sure.
And then you'd call your mom if you weren't, but she can't really talk on the phone anymore.
Right.
So, we had the family Zoom on Saturday, and she was on the family Zoom, but she can't really
hear. You know, that's the problem. Yeah,
she sort of is vaguely there, only vaguely there. I did. I was trying to bring dinner to my ex-wife and kids. Two of them are now home, and they're at her house right now. And so I was bringing them dinner, and I said, "Well, what would you want, mother of
sure.
my children? And what would you want for dinner?" And she said, first, she sells at Elwood Shack,
mm-hmm.
but it closes at 3 on Sunday.
Yeah, that's tough.
I discovered that later.
those are related.
Then she said she really likes Swankies. Is that the name of the Mexican
yeah.
place? Yeah. So, and it was listed as being open.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that's a modest request. It's not highbrow. Good on the next.
And they do catering or whatever, not catering.
Well,
takeout.
So I drove over there. They weren't picking up. And I drove over there, and there was a sign on the door saying we closed at 3 o'clock today because of staffing issues.
Ah.
This thing is real. Like,
no,
on the way in, I was listening
real,
to an ad from the Landers Center talking about how many jobs they have open. They're having a job fair. This is a good time. If you want a job in America, this is a good time to get a job in America, because there are certainly jobs out there. Anyway, it's a big week coming up because we have a
lot of basketball.
Yes, and barbecue. We got Barbecue Fest. It's actually Barbecue Fest this week, so look out down there on Riverside Drive. And it's closed already. I bet it's closed already. And so
I know yesterday was the traditional setup day. There was weather
closed.
Issues, but yeah.
Are you going to participate in Barbecue Fest?
I am on my team. I paid my dues. We are
ready
good
to go.
We're ready to roll.
And are they rationing out tickets?
Are
you get fewer tickets than
yes.
you normally would get?
Yes.
What do you normally get?
Normally, basically what we get is, hey, within reason, you can basically
bring anyone you want. Now, how many do you get?
Now you get 2 wristbands, and then we got a lunch ticket for Thursday and Friday. And then
2 wristbands. That's just for you and Aaliyah.
Correct.
And then a lunch ticket. So you can't invite anybody. Like, everyone is always, stop by. I got to come
yep.
out of my tent. No, none of that crap.
Yeah, you are allowed. Like, say, for instance, there's one night where Aaliyah doesn't want to go. I am allowed to bring a +1, but that person is going to have a ticket to get in. And
they can't use your wristband?
I guess theoretically we'd give Aaliyah's wristband, but that's a big trade. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to meet
wow.
the person? To...
So it's a slimmed down Barbecue Fest, but
yep.
it is Barbecue Fest nonetheless, and so that's nice. And then, yes, we have a lot of basketball. Next week at this moment, we will... Oh, I should set up the show, by the way. We're going to have Steve Johnson from the Daily Memphian in the next segment. He was out at the Iverson Classic over the weekend, and nice performance by a future Memphis Tiger. So we will talk to Steve Johnson about that. We got another text saying Chris Harrington's going to be in studio. That's cool. And then we'll talk about some other stuff. That is the lineup for the show today. But next week at this time, we will... know what the Grizzlies' fate is. We will report for our duty Monday morning, and we will be headed to a play-in, I presume, right? It looks like they'll be in a play-in at this point. They're not going to be sixth, and it would take one hell of a collapse to be 11th.
Yeah.
So they will be in a play-in. We just don't know where they will be in the play-in. Right now, the Grizzlies stand after yesterday? I lose track.
Saturday's
win over Toronto in Florida. Saturday.
Toronto and Tampa.
Yeah, Saturday. They are
winter Toronto
in ninth place. Portland is in sixth.
Correct.
Dallas, tomorrow's opponent, is in fifth.
Correct.
So it goes Dallas fifth and Portland sixth and the Lakers seventh. So they absolutely are in a struggle there. But then there's a 3-game spread down to eighth.
Yep.
Between the Lakers and Golden State. So I think we can rule out seventh. You willing to rule out seventh?
I'm with you.
And so that means you're either in the eighth place game, which means you play, well, right now it'd be the Lakers, but it could be Portland or Dallas. I think it's going to be the Lakers, right?
I mean,
Lakers got a big win yesterday, but as hobbled as they are, it seems like you would likely be, if you're in the eighth place game, you got a shot at the Lakers on the road, and then you get to host the next play-in game at home.
Correct.
That's if you're eighth. If you're ninth, you're almost certainly going to play San Antonio.
At this point, yeah.
And I say that because San Antonio is 2.5 games up on New Orleans, and New Orleans is without Zion Williamson, who's done for the year.
Game and a half right now.
Game and a half, 17.5 to 19.
Right.
Game and a half over New Orleans, but New Orleans is without Zion.
Correct, and they are 9-point underdogs tonight.
Brandon Ingram also out tonight, I believe. Yeah. So I we'll go over the – they got a win yesterday at Charlotte, but, like, their lineup, it ain't the Pelicans.
No.
They're fake-a-kins.
Yes.
They're not the Pelicans. And so they're not going to catch San Antonio. As brutal as San Antonio's schedule is, it would be hard to imagine them catching San Antonio. So you're either going to be playing – the Lakers in the 7-8 game, and then the winner of Golden State San Antonio at home, or you will be playing San Antonio at home, and then you have to knock off Golden State presumably on the road.
Yeah, the loser of the Lakers.
The loser Warriors of the Lakers
game.
Warriors game on the road. So that's what's at stake, and you're only a half game behind Golden State. You are tied in the loss column. So what this really is, it is a titanic struggle down the stretch with Golden State for 8 and 9, and they play Golden State next Sunday. Not only do they play Golden State next Sunday, it's going to be an afternoon game.
Yep.
All games are going to be there's been reporting that is announced, all games are going to be Sunday afternoon next week. And so you're playing not just 5 games in 7 days, you're really playing 5 games in 6.5 days.
Correct.
Which is insanity.
I mean, this last 3 months has been insanity.
And it is a crescendo of insanity. And then, in terms of, like, for the Golden State game not to mean something, right, not to be the end, not to be for 7 or 8, not to be 4, 8 or 9.
Right.
One of the teams would have to be 2 games up on the other.
Correct.
Going into it.
Because the series is tied at 1 apiece.
Because the series is tied at 1 apiece, so whoever wins this game is going to have the tiebreaker.
Right.
So if you are the Grizzlies and you go in 1 game behind,
and you win it, boom,
you're in.
Exactly.
If you're Golden State and you go in 1 game behind, you win it, you're in. Boom. The only way that the game cannot mean something is if one of the teams happens to be 2 games up.
Exactly.
Which feels unlikely.
Given the amount of games left, I agree with you.
But let's look at the schedule, shall we? So you have, of course, the problem is Golden State right now has 35 wins, okay? So here is the schedule. It's crazy to go ahead and to try to predict games at this point because everyone's so exhausted. Like, you never would have predicted an L for that Detroit game or an L for that Orlando game, right? But it's crazy. Let's do it anyway.
To to justify this existence, if you will, though, the Grizzlies going 2-1 on that road trip was probably the most likely outcome. Right, now, it didn't work out the way that you thought, but like, let's do it with a 4-game series.
That's true. So the Warriors have 35 wins, okay?
Yep.
Here's who they have before they play the Grizzlies.
Utah tonight.
Utah, Phoenix. And by the way, both of those teams are still playing for something.
Correct.
Utah, Phoenix, and then New Orleans.
Yes. All their games are at home.
By the time they play New Orleans, they're all at home. By the time they play New Orleans, New Orleans will be cooked. We got to give them that W. They're going to have to 36 wins, right?
I'm with you.
They're going to end up with 36 wins. Now, could they win up with 37 wins by winning either Utah or Phoenix?
Sure.
I think so, right?
Sure.
They're going to have 36. They could have 37.
And for the record, tonight and then tomorrow night. So it's a back-to-back.
Right. The Grizzlies have 34 wins.
Yep.
Okay, so they got to get only – they just have to get to 35.
To make the game matter.
To make the game matter, right? If they – and then whether they get to 36 doesn't – it only makes a difference if somehow
– they get to 37.
If somehow they get to 37, which
right.
we don't think they will. But let's just say the Grizzlies need to get to 36.
Yep.
Okay? And for the Grizzlies, by the way, for the game not to matter because the Grizzlies have already clinched, by the time they get to Golden State, they got to get to 38.
Correct.
And they're at 34 now.
34, yeah. So that means they would have to win. They'd have to win out before Sunday.
They'd have to win out before Sunday. That is New Orleans, Dallas.
Back to back.
Sacramento.
Yep.
They're not getting to 38. That game is.
No, I think 37 is reasonable, though.
Okay, well, let's think. So, 34. Tonight, we'll give them a. It's against the Pelicans. And
you're
it's
not,
a back-to-back. No, it's not a back-to-back.
You're a 9-point favorite at
home. You should win. We're giving that one.
And
right?
They're on the second night of a back-to-back.
They're on the because they played yesterday. They won a plucky win over Charlotte yesterday. So we'll give them the W. That gets them to 35. Then Dallas, Sacramento. All home.
Yeah, I mean.
Win two out of those three?
That's the goal. That should be the goal.
That gets
three
you,
out of four should be the goal of this
that
home
gets
stand.
You to 37. But we already know that Golden State's going to be at 36, so it doesn't really matter.
No, you're going to have to basically.
If you get to 36 or 37, it doesn't matter. Unless you sweep these four, it doesn't matter if you win one, two, or three.
Yeah, to me, it seems like we're pretty much headed towards Sunday deciding the fate.
I mean, go ahead and win them all.
Well, yeah, but while we're here.
But you are absolutely headed towards that game Sunday. Honestly, you could be in a position where you could very well be in a position where if it becomes clear by Saturday that you're going to be playing Golden State on Sunday for the 7 and 8, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
for the right to play, you may rest
everybody Saturday.
Yes.
You really could. You'd be in a position, if you've already locked up, if no matter what happens Saturday, you're going to be playing Golden State because one team's up or the other team's up, and it doesn't matter who's up. If you are going.
Friday. Friday's the game you're talking about. The second Sacramento game.
You can just say the hell with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. If you basically win two of the first three and you realize.
And you know you're not going to.
And as long as Golden State wins one, you know where you're headed towards.
Of course, the Golden State one is against New Orleans, and that's not till Saturday.
Yeah.
So you may not be in that position.
And you play technically before.
So is this fun? I think it's fun.
Oh, heck yeah.
I think it's fun. Yeah.
We get a week where we're talking about
jockeying every single day. To bring it back to Bob Baffert, jockeying every single day. In the meantime, the Memphis Grizzlies did get the win. We did say, as we you pointed out earlier, they had to win two out of three on the road trip.
Yep.
And they did. They won two out of three on the road trip by beating a diminished Toronto team.
By beating Toronto on the road.
And Jaren Jackson started. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jaren Jackson started. And not only did he start, he scored 20 points in 25 minutes. He looked comfortable. He looked good, I thought.
Yep. I've been here for a while.
Now, to be fair, so the new lineup, and what they did, by the way, was Grayson is hurt. Grayson's out.
So again tonight, yeah.
So they did what Chris Harrington hinted at they might do, which is they moved
Dylan up to the two.
Dylan to the two. They moved Kyle Anderson to the three.
Yeah, I don't think we have Birdman, but yeah.
Yes, they moved Kyle Anderson to the three, and they inserted Jaren in the starting lineup. So it's Jaren, Ja, Kyle, Dylan, and Jonas is the starting lineup. And that lineup did well. They outscored the Raptors 38-27 in 14 minutes, according to my good friend Chris Harrington. He has a piece up at the Daily Memphian on all of this. Now, in fairness, they needed D'Anthony Melton to come out and bomb in threes to win that game.
Oh, for sure. That fourth quarter,
it's not like Jaren's starting, everything solved. The starting lineup was good. The starting lineup with Bane in it, the game before, was better. It won 26-14 in 8 minutes. This starting lineup won 38-27 in 14 minutes. So, and then the bench was still not good, even when Jaren Jackson Jr. was part of it. Like, he played center some with the bench outfit, et cetera. So it's not like everything was – you couldn't look at that game against Toronto and say, woohoo, they're rolling now.
Oh, no. I mean, that game wasn't over until – you know, they made those two big shots with, what, 90 seconds left?
Right. And so, yeah, Melton was great. Desmond Bane was great. Ja was not particularly involved, honestly. He took 7 shots.
Yeah.
He had 12 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, took 7 shots, was not particularly impactful. Let's just say that. Again, Jaren was good. The starters had double figures. All the starters were plus, if you care about plus minus. And it'll be interesting to see now going forward if Jaren's going to play in back-to-backs.
I definitely think the most interesting thing that happened was after the game with Taylor Jenkins' quotes. I don't know. I interpreted kind of what he was saying about how it would go forward was – you know, we're going to kind of evaluate, but I got the sense that they're treating this week like it's do or die.
Yes, I expect him to play back-to-backs, yeah. But I also think they will. It's exactly
well. I mean, like, I think, like you said, if you get to Friday and you're not going to have a definitive answer of whether or not it's going to be, you know, a meaningful or meaningless game on Friday, but I think you're going to have a pretty good view of the landscape, and you might be able to make the decision. Okay, we can rest because all that matters is Sunday.
Exactly. That's fine. That's not about so much Jaren. That's about the competitive situation, which we discussed earlier. You just may not need to get you may have all the wins you need going into Golden State, and then by all means, rest. They also, it felt like they tightened up the lineup just a little bit. Conchar played, but he played 5 minutes.
It was really a 9-man rotation.
Tyus Jones played 11 minutes. Yeah. Well, and it was even like it was, even yeah, the people eight, who played, yeah. The starters all played 36, 37 minutes.
Yeah.
And so, and then it's pretty clear Winslow's been shut down for the year, don't you think?
Yeah, that seems to be the case to me.
Xavier Tillman also did not play. Anyway, they get that win. They had to get that win. And now you've got the Pelicans tonight. The Pelicans last night did beat Charlotte, and their starting lineup was, let's see, it was our old friend James Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
It was Lonzo Ball.
Yep.
It was Eric Bledsoe. It was
Najee Marshall.
Willie Hernan Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Najee Marshall.
Yeah.
That was their starting lineup. It was not any of the folks that you particularly recognize. Lonzo Ball you might recognize and whatnot. But Bledsoe, but yes, you should beat this team. Whatever the Pelican curse is over the Grizzlies, it should not be relevant when Zion's not playing and when Brandon Ingram is not playing. The 9 points?
Nine point line tonight.
And I don't think the Grizzlies can the Grizzlies can clinch a place in the play-in tonight, I presume.
Is it tonight or tomorrow? I thought their magic number was 4, and now I think it's 2.
And the Pelicans won't be eliminated either way, even if they lose.
Correct.
They won't be able to catch the Grizzlies, but they would then be able to, they could still catch San Antonio. So anyway, yeah, should be a lot of fun. this week to follow all of this in addition to Barbecue Fest. Triumph Bank. Triumph Bank. We're coming to you from the Triumph Bank studios. Triumph Bank is my bank. It should be your bank. I have throughout this pandemic, it was pre-pandemic, I'll be honest, I was recommending Triumph Bank to people, and boy, was it smart that I did, because when the pandemic hit and people needed a bank to have their back, there was Triumph Bank. And I don't know a small business that was working with Triumph Bank that didn't get all the loans and support that it needed. I do know small businesses that weren't working with Triumph Bank that struggled to get those loans. People with small businesses have been in touch with me. People who have been refinancing have been in touch with me. People who are just sick of the way they're being treated at their bank have been in touch with me. It's Triumph Bank, investing in the community and making banking easy for you. When we come back, Steve Johnson was at the Iverson Classic. We'll talk to him about that and more. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man, Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
I've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Searching for solid information about mortgage options? Search no more. Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Let's talk about closing costs. What are they? While buying or refinancing your home, there are costs associated with a transaction. Attorney fees, title insurance, appraisal costs, recording fees, and some lender fees can all be factors. Every lender has fees they charge or have to collect for other parties. You can estimate adding about 3.5% of your loan amount for closing costs. We know this upfront cost could be stressful and may impact your plans. Orion offers mortgage options that may reduce closing costs or even eliminate your out-of-pocket expenses altogether. When you're looking into financing, reach out to Orion for a free consultation. To learn more, visit orionhomeloan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some things are just true, like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds, and also, you should never sneak up on a beekeeper.
Hey, beekeeper!
What the? Oh, my gosh! Oh, my bees! Oh,
no, they're headed right for the balloon factory.
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, busy, busy. And you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Bring a burst of sweetness to brunch with raspberries or blackberries. They're 3 for only $5 in the 6-ounce carton with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Attention business owners. Do you own or maintain a building that has roof leaks? Lucius Commercial Roofing uses a renewable, energy-saving coating system that can save you money. Why replace a commercial roof when you can restore it? Call Lucius Commercial Roofing today to see how we can save you money long-term. For more information, call 901-509-9082 or visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, if you haven't done it by now, I can't help you. No, I'm not talking about vaccinations, although I could be talking about vaccinations. But I'm also talking about getting your money. All you got to do is go to claimittn.gov. That's claimittn. Claimittn.gov. That's it. Yeah. And put in your name and see if they owe you money. And by they, I mean anyone who's been trying to get you money over the last however long that they were not able to get to you for some reason. Maybe some account that was being closed out that you forgot you had some money, maybe a paycheck from years and years ago, maybe some refund from a doctor's office that you didn't even, or insurance company, you didn't know what you were owed. Maybe you moved, maybe it never got to you. It's unclaimed property, and the Tennessee Department of Treasury works to get it back into your pocket. Claimittn.gov. Just put in your name, no strings attached, nothing, simple. I got $90 this way. Claimittn.gov. Joined now by Steve Johnson from the Daily Memphian. The other big event over the weekend, in addition to the Grizzlies going 2-1 on their road trip and setting up this momentous week, was the Iverson Classic unfolded over the weekend. Steve Johnson was there from the Daily Memphian. How was it, Steve?
It was a great event, a great turnout out at Bartlett High School. I would say it's a sold-out crowd. The game, they had a game on Friday, which had mostly local kids from like Collierville and some of the other schools that played this past season. Saturday, of course, was the main event. So, you know, you had Allen Iverson, Steven Jackson, Pat House at Bartlett, some of the best players in the country. I want to say 6 of the top 10 prospects in the class of 2021 were there. And, of course, there were 2 Memphis commits there as well, too. So it was a great overall event.
So when you say packed house, could anyone just walk up, buy a ticket, and get in?
I think you had to buy a ticket online, and a lot of people had them printed out or had them on their phones. I think they were starting turning people away. There was a line at 5 o'clock out the door, which was about an hour before the game. And that was people that had already bought their tickets. So if you didn't get your ticket ahead of time, I don't think you were able to just walk up and just walk right in.
And was it wild in terms of, like, was it pinch me? I can't believe this is happening in Memphis. Obviously, it's a interesting confluence of events that made this such a big deal with the other All-Star games getting canceled, Iverson game proceeding, want to do it in Tennessee because of that they thought they could actually do it in Tennessee. Yeah, what was the atmosphere?
I think it was kind of like you said, a little bit of pinch me just because you had so many NBA legends. Of course, when Allen Iverson got there, a little late, as you could expect.
what happens when Allen Iverson rolls in? Was there a murmur? What was the...
The whole game stopped. You know, you got a standing ovation. The game was supposed to start at 6, but it didn't really start till about 6:25. I'm assuming because they were waiting on AI to get there, and, of course, he pulled up with his whole entourage and whatnot. So it was really
and
cool.
And the game Friday night, stops, and there's a standing ovation.
Yeah, of course, yeah, for him.
That's hilarious.
For him.
Absolutely. He's probably still got – I don't know if you remember this, but when he was briefly a Memphis Grizzly, he was given a Gibson guitar in Grizzly colors. So I don't know whether he still owns that for his whatever day, 7-day appearance or whatever it was in Memphis. And, like, were they just – what was he – AI just wandering around talking to people? Bonzi just wandering around talking to people? What was – yeah.
That's kind of how it was. Steven Jackson was especially very comfortable in the crowd. There was a cool moment with AI on Friday where he was just playing pickup with some kids, just getting some shots up. And you could just tell, like, he just made those kids' entire day, if not life, just because even at the age of, they looked like they were maybe 7 or 8 years old. They know exactly who he was. They know exactly what that moment was. So he had another cool moment where he'll grab a prospect. You know, he sees something in them and just kind of coach them up. So, you know, they were mingling with the crowd, taking pictures. It was, they seemed really comfortable at home. Everybody from Steven Jackson, Rasheed Wallace, to Allen Iverson. So I think the city really embraced them, and I think in turn they embraced the city.
Do you have any sense of whether this will ever be in Memphis again?
I believe they said they want to make this maybe annual from what I've heard. I want to say they want to come back for sure next year. But I think with the turnout that you saw over the weekend, I think Memphis will definitely be a place that at the very least they'll have in consideration to hold this event again. But I think there is a plan for to bring this classic back at least one more time.
So I saw Zach Kleiman was there from the Grizzlies, lots of NBA executives there. What was Penny's presence there?
I didn't necessarily see anybody from
are
the
they allowed?
Staff there. That is
no,
a great
No, they weren't
question.
Allowed. They weren't allowed. They aren't allowed there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you did not see them there.
Yeah.
So they were not allowed there. All right. So let's leave aside the Memphis kids for a second. We'll get to them in just a minute, the two Memphis commits. Who was fabulous?
Well, number one player in the class, Chet Holmgren, going to Gonzaga. He's very skinny, skinnier than I imagined, but at 7'1", you can't deny his skill set. He can handle it. He's a menace on defense. He was very skilled. And, you know, those All-Star games aren't necessarily designed for big men to kind of show their thing. But, you know, he was the leading scorer with 20 points. Michael Foster, who's heading to the G League, he has a grown man body already. I think he's top 10 in the country. He's one of the strongest guys out there. I believe he finished with 17. Ty Washington is the guy that may end up going to Kentucky. He might be the best shooter in the class. He hit 3 threes in the kind of the weird overtime period they did at the end of the game. And I would say J.D. Davison, he was a point guard that Memphis was heavily recruiting from a while from Alabama. I think he's the most exciting player in the class. He's one of those point guards that he won the dunk contest with a absolutely filthy dunk. Kind of was doing some of the same things on Saturday during the main game. So those are kind of the four guys that really just caught my eye outside the Memphis kids.
All right, the two Memphis kids. Josh Minot, I gather, was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he started very slow, 4 points in the first half. I think he was kind of figuring out how to just – he classifies himself as a big guard, right? So during the All-Star game, of course, you got a bunch of other guards. So he's playing more of a big man, setting a lot of picks, doing screen and rolls. I think he was a little uncomfortable at first. But in that second half, he just took it to another notch. He did a little bit of everything. Put back dunk, a lot of transition buckets, had at least 3 or 4 assists, hit a couple three-pointers. So, you know, in that second half, you know, I think he made a strong statement, made a strong case as being, at the very least, one of the best players on the court.
So you say he considers himself a big guard. When you see him, what is he – like, how does he strike you? Is he a wing? What is he – pretend we've never heard of – Josh Minot, you know, before. Describe his game.
So I think I would say he's definitely a facilitator. I don't want to get up here and say at 6'9", 6'10", he'll be like the quote-unquote starting point guard for the team. But you could definitely see it, even though he didn't necessarily have the opportunity to have the ball in his hands full-time. But he has great vision and transition, as, you know, Memphis likes to play in transition, play up-tempo. I think that's where he'll be the most dangerous starting off, because he can really do just about anything. He's closer to 6'10 than 6'9", just in my personal opinion. He crashed the boards. I really liked his effort on defense. And honestly, for this to be an all-star game, the intensity they played with, and probably because of the NBA scouts and Steven Jackson and them kind of getting into him, there was a lot of effort on defense. These guys were trying, and Josh was right up there with them. So I would describe him as a 6'9"-ish, 6'10" forward that can handle the ball, can initiate the offense. He said he trusts his jump shot, so he has range, and he's a guy that can play 1-4 and really mirrors that kind of positionless type of basketball that's becoming so popular nowadays.
Point forward. He's what we wanted Justice Winslow to be?
Yes, absolutely, but he can shoot.
Right.
He can shoot, and he's a little bit taller.
So where do you see him fitting into the Tigers?
The great thing for him is he won't be dependent upon early, just because they have so many veterans not only returning, but, you know, guys like Earl Timberlake and Chandler Lawson. So he's a guy that I think as he kind of grows and kind of learns and gets adjusted to the game, I think he's going to play a lot. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be hard to keep him off the floor. And with his ceiling and the tools he has, I would not be surprised if by the end of the season he has one of those spots in the starting lineup, if I'm being honest.
Is he possibly, like, I know that that Jason and John had Jonathan Givony on, and they were talking about him as a first-round draft pick. Like, do you think he fancies himself as a one-and-done?
I don't know if he does, because when I was talking to him, the big thing about him and why he wanted to come to Memphis was player development. He still believes he has a lot of room to grow. So that was he believes in Coach Topper, Coach Hardaway. So just my impression was that I don't know if he plans to stay here all 4 years, but I think he definitely wants to get better. He's a guy I see maybe staying too, but, you know, nowadays it's hard to keep those star players here. But honestly, he has all the tools of a pro, the size, the ball handling ability. He has a good jump shot, good form on it. So he definitely looked like a future pro on Saturday.
Easy to talk to? Nice kid?
Yeah, he's very well spoken. Met his mom right after the game. Like, it's a very, very cerebral, kind of a yes sir, no sir kind of kid, which is uncomfortable for me because I'm still only 20 something, so I'm still getting used to that.
So he's getting yes sir, no sir, right? Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm still getting used to that, but yeah, great kid, great head on his shoulders, and I think he's gonna try to come in and fit in.
And then there's Jonathan Lawson.
Mm-hmm. He didn't get to play much. He didn't score a point. Him and Raven Johnson, the first female to play in a major all-male all-star game, I think were the only players that didn't score. But I think for Jonathan, and what I've just been kind of telling people is, his best basketball is ahead of him. The guys that he was playing with on Saturday, they're a lot more polished. They have some of those. They're already getting their grown man bodies. So I think for him, this week was a great learning experience, just being able to compete, see kind of the point he needs to get to. We all know he needs to get in the weight room. So even though he didn't score or play a lot, I still think it was a good experience and something that he can kind of build off as he gets ready to enroll on campus next month.
A good taste of it to see what is required to be at that
basically.
Level.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen at point guard next year for the obviously, I mean, it's interesting. Alo played his best ball off the bench. You know, he just did. And yet, I don't think there's an apparent starter other than Alo on the team. Your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, because I haven't necessarily heard of Earl Timberlake being more of a point guard. It sounds like he's more of a wing. I don't think Minot would be ready to start as like a point forward starting off. So I think starting off like it has to be Alo, right? And he's the only true quote-unquote traditional point guard on the roster. So there's a lot of pressure on him, but I don't necessarily see the Tigers with another guy that's going to be ready from day one to be their facilitator. Minot, Lawson, they can maybe grow into their role in the future, but I think Alo's going to be starting at the very least until Penny is kind of stressed about everybody on the team being playmakers. So maybe he believes that they'll have some lineups that they won't need a quote-unquote real point guard, but there's going to be a lot of pressure on A-Lo. He is going to be the main distributor, at least starting off. So I think it's going to be how it plays out, at least starting up early.
And then we haven't talked to you since Memphis wrapped up spring football. It was an interesting spring. From the spring game, I will tell you, no quarterback jumped out at me and saying he's got this gig. I mean, different ones showed different abilities and whatnot, but as they say, if you've got four quarterbacks, and that's what it looks like, you don't have any. If you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. What do you make of the quarterback situation?
Well, I remember the game, and I remember watching some of the games that kind of happened. I think after that, like LSU and Alabama and some of those other programs, you could just see that these other offenses were really just kind of opening it up. At the spring game, it just seemed like there were maybe a couple passes where they really attacked downfield, but it seemed like it was a lot of, not dink and dunk, but, you know, a lot of short intermediate routes.
You're exactly right. You look at the numbers from an Alabama spring game versus the numbers, and Memphis is supposed to be a wide-open offense. Do you think it means they are not going to be, or do you think it was just the spring game?
I would hope that it's kind of just a spring game, and, you know, Ryan may be a little bit more conservative in that nature, but it didn't really seem like they kind of challenged the quarterbacks to really, I guess, quote-unquote, put on a show. So, but I kind of agree with you. Nobody really jumped out. They showed flashes. I really liked how Seth Hennigan looked as a freshman. I think he just turned 18. He really seemed poised. He really seemed comfortable. Peter Parrish.
He was the worst. Know, he just, was the worst of the four. Let's be honest. Didn't you think he was the worst of them? Grant Connell. Grant Connell looks the part. That's for sure. Like big, strong kid. Threw the only touchdown pass. But didn't light it up by any stretch.
Yeah, I agree. Keelan Brown, I think he threw an interception. He had his moments.
He looked comfortable.
So I think it's something that I know we're most of us are expecting Connell to get the starting job, but based on the spring game is really just one practice. So maybe he's been doing some better things in practice, but I think it's wide open. I think it's wide open, and Ryan said he's comfortable going until the last week of fall camp without naming a starter. How that will help the offense, I'm not sure. But, it remains to be seen. There are some questions that still need to be answered on the offensive side of the ball.
Steve, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, that's Steve Johnson from the Daily Mention. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a moment. And Chris Harrington is going to be in studio in a little bit as well. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at JoeStewartBodyShop.com.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all 7 of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports place, available everywhere for free on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN on Comcast Xfinity TVs through Odyssey, regionally on Blowtorch 680 AM. And we're the only station in Memphis with Rewind. Yeah, you can rewind 92.9 through Odyssey, a legacy of sports. Tigers, SEC, and the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So it was graduation season over the University of Memphis had graduation in the Liberty Bowl over the weekend. That seems cool. Cool place to do graduation. You know what would be a nice graduation gift? A computer. Yep.
Amen.
That'd be a nice, like, let's be honest, use your phone more. That's about it. Maybe your car, but yeah, your computer. And Cooper Systems is the place to get a new computer. Here's the thing. You can buy a new computer at Cooper Systems and pay less than you would somewhere else. So that seems compelling to me. Same computer, you want a new, snazzy new Apple computer, a Lenovo computer, a Dell computer, whatever you want at Cooper Systems. They have it, and you will pay less than you will other places. You get a new, or you get a refurbished complete computer as well. They got everything you possibly want at Cooper Systems and pay less. But if you just want to get your computer repaired because you got some virus issue, maybe you got a cracked screen, maybe you got a power supply issue, they can handle that, too. Their technicians are right in on site. So don't have to send it off for 3 months. You'll be without your computer. No. Technicians are right there. They will fix it for you and put it back in your hands. It is Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679, located in the Mount Moriah Office Park. We're going to have Chris Harrington in studio in the next segment. You buying in on the, are you all in on the Minot train, the Minot hype train?
I'm buying in because the people that I trust are buying
people
in.
People like him.
Like Jonathan Givony, lots of NBA guys that saw him were very, very, very impressed.
I mean, you talk about Jonathan Lawson, and he's sort of, he's got a little ways to go.
Sure.
He's got some developing. You talk about Josh Minot. He might have been the best player on the court the second half there.
Well, and there was also—
And he was with lottery picks.
And the consistent thing that you heard about everyone that saw him was, ooh, we underranked this guy.
Yeah.
We very much underranked, and it was obvious at the beginning.
He's got size. He has a feel for the game. He can shoot.
Handles the ball.
Handles the ball, absolutely. He's exactly what we want Justice Winslow to be.
Yeah.
It raised an interesting question because where's his time come from?
Yeah.
I mean,
you could tell me, though, with the interchangeability, you could tell me that they finish games with him and DeAndre on the floor, and then
DeAndre can play 4-5, right?
Correct.
DeAndre will play 4-5, right? So then Landers.
Yeah.
Lester.
Yeah. I guess A-Lo at this point until someone else.
The thing is, you need Earl Timberlake on the floor if he's healthy, right? So Earl Timberlake, Landers, Lester, DeAndre, Minot, and there's no point guard there.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it seems like
those may be your five best players.
Getting the traditional point guard doesn't seem to be the number one emphasis.
Anyway, it's a nice surprise for the university. It may not be a surprise to them. They may have known all along that he's a stud, but it appears
I know Cody Toppert has been very high on Josh
Wynott. It appears that he is a stud, so that's awesome. All right, the other thing I wanted to mention was you were talking about the spring games in football. I like spring games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're, I don't know if you can ever, like, actually determine anything based on them, but I love what they symbolize.
Did you see, by the way, that Alabama got a score to transfer over the weekend?
Yeah, you love to see the rich
something
get richer.
Something good finally happened for that program. Yeah, the linebacker from Tennessee.
Well, after they got the receiver from Ohio State.
Then they get the linebacker from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it like Tennessee right now, I was looking at the Athletic, had a had a list of the 15 most impactful transfers.
Yeah.
Three of them away from Tennessee, a team that sucked.
Well, I'm more concerned about big picture what this means. Are we now getting in, and for the record, like if the kids want to do this, that's their prerogative in my opinion, but are we just getting into the situation where you start somewhere, hope that you blow up, and then come on, Bama, come on, Clemson, come on, Ohio State, like come get me?
Yeah, it'll work just as much the other way, though. There's lots of kids who are unsuccessful who go other places. And I mean, I'm thrilled for, I mean, if you look at the list of impactful transfers,
yeah,
there is the Pride of Lausanne.
Oh yeah, Eric Gray had a very good spring game at Oklahoma.
He is it. He is number one on the list. Eric Gray at Oklahoma is going to kill it, and then he's going to be a second round draft pick.
Maybe third.
Absolutely, he's going to kill it at Oklahoma. And so, listen, isn't that a good thing? Like, if he can, he was doing fine at Tennessee. The program was going nowhere. Now he's going to be in the spotlight. He's going to have all the chances he wants. Possibly play for a national title. And I mean, he will be in the. It's very possible. Probably not, because it'll be the quarterback instead, right? It'll be Spencer Rattler, but. It's possible that Eric Gray could be mentioned in the Heisman race this year.
Oh, it's entirely possible. But usually when we see, like, at Oklahoma, it's going to be more. Is it good? I don't know. I think it's probably.
Alabama's not going to take many kids.
Well, it's good for the players. Like, if you want to go and you want to have the ability to go for a better opportunity, by all means. Like, I think you should. My concern is that we are already starting to see the impact of the playoff. And yet again, Alabama.
Well, they have to expand. They have to expand the playoff.
Like, and I wonder if it's going to get more and more boring. Like, is Alabama going to become more and more inevitable?
Right. And then there is, Saban. I just love this. This was fantastic. So Jimbo Fisher last week, he was just talking at a, whatever, touchdown.
I think it was the Touchdown Club of Houston.
Yeah. And someone asked him about beating Alabama, because of course they would. And, you know, whether they could ever beat Alabama until Saban retires.
Yeah.
And he said, and he was joking about it. He said, no. With Saban there, we're going to beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, of course, he's a former staff. He's on the Saban staff. He's a friend, right?
Yeah. They're both West Virginia boys. Yeah. He was on his staff at LSU. Yeah.
Saban was asked about this quote.
Mm-hmm.
And here is Nick Saban.
Coach, got to ask, your friend Jimbo said yesterday that at some point while you're in Tuscaloosa, he was going to beat your butt. That wasn't the word that he used, but did you have any response for that?
In golf?
I think he meant on the football field.
Well, I'm sure there will come a day, you know, but is that what you're talking about? Football?
He was.
Well, he used to be on my noontime basketball league, I guess. You know, we're no longer partners. You know, when it comes to that. Coach. Now, they have a really good team, really good program.
Really good program. Anyway, off they go. What a great is Nick Saban a funny man?
Well, this is why I'm more terrified than ever. Nick Saban used
to
not.
He seems relaxed.
Exactly.
Now.
Like, he was laughing, cracking wise. Like, does this mean that
he's comfortable? He's going to stay in the job. It's not wearing on him.
Right. And he's not the type that if he thought, you know, he's just going to rest on his laurels. Like, you don't get to number 7 and think, like, you know what? 6 was not enough. 7, that feels about right. Like, I'm now at the point where I think, like, he just knows, like, well, good luck. Maybe.
That's hilarious.
Maybe he'll get me. You know, I mean, I guess anything could happen. We could turn the ball over a bunch, but, you know.
All right, we got to take a break. Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey, so we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or Enter.
Or Enter.com.
We are Odyssey,
yep.
Spelled like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah,
Odyssey.
92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Attention, Class A CDL truck drivers. U.S. Foods, one of America's largest food distributors, is looking for full-time Class A CDL delivery drivers in the Memphis area. Not only do we offer a $10,000 sign-on bonus, but you'll build a career with a company that's leading the food service industry. We offer top pay and no waiting period for benefits like medical, dental, and vision. Best of all, you'll get a $10,000 sign-on bonus. Join U.S. Foods for our hiring event in Memphis, Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 5900 East Holmes Road. If you're 21 years old with 6 months of commercial driving experience, don't pass up this opportunity. Join U.S. Foods for our hiring event in Memphis, Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.